DR?
Yeah, Nick.
If I may. In 1910, the U.S. was producing 10 billion cigarettes a year. By 1930, we were up to 123 billion. What happened in between? Three things. A world war, dieting, and movies.
Movies?
1927, talking pictures are born. Suddenly, directors need to give their actors something to do while they're talking. Cary Grant, Carol Lombard are lighting up, Betty Davis, a chimney. And Bogart, remember the first picture with him and Lauren Bacall?
Well, yeah, well, not specifically.
Oh, she sort of shimmies in through the doorway. 19 years old, pure sex. She says, anyone got a match? And Bogey throws the matches at her, and she catches them. Greatest romance of the century. How'd it start? Lighting a cigarette. These days, when someone smokes in the movies, they're either a psychopath or a European. The message Hollywood needs to send out is smoking is cool. We need the cast of Will and Grace smoking in their living room. Forrest Gump puffing away between his box of chocolates. Hugh Grant earning back the love of Julia Roberts by buying her favorite brand, her Virginia Slims. Most of the actors smoke already. If they start doing it on screen, you can put the sex back into cigarettes.